The following program contains thoughts and opinions that do not necessarily reflect the views of Rough Edge Studios. But then again, they might. Gas prices are high. The evening news is grim. It seems that people are struggling harder than ever just to make a simple living. Looking for somebody to sugarcoat it all and make it seem all better? Marcus Redmond isn't that guy. He tells it like it is, here on Life According to Marcus.
I always feel like we're in the middle of a Batman movie when we play that.
It's the best part of the show.
I know. So let's just end it.
Thanks so much for listening. Revolt. What's up, Bubba?
Bubba James in the house.
You really should not do that. It's really not.
Why? You get to do your revolt. I get to do my...
Yeah, but my revolt isn't just... It's not... You just shouldn't do that.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
I have to.
It's weird.
It's in my contract.
There is no I don't want to ruin the facade. I want to get rid of the mystique for our big, huge audience. But there's no contracts. It's just two dudes in front of a couple of microphones and a computer, folks.
And you're lucky if we're even recording it.
Yes, because we had a really great show. Hey, you know what? That's still the best show we ever did is the show Bubba here forgot to record. So if the show sucks, it's Bubba's fault. Because we could have grown from that show. You know how, like, you know, you play a game and then you watch the tape and you see, like, your strengths and your weaknesses and you get better? If we had that show to listen back to, we could have grown on that and, you know, exponentially gotten better. But since you never recorded that show, we have no idea how fantastic we were. I'm going to have a shot of whiskey.
Yeah, I was going to let the studio execs know that...
There are no studio execs. What are you doing today? What's going on with you?
What are you, unveiling the mask?
The mask is gone, dude. Everybody knows we're in Ventura. Everybody knows your last name. Everybody knows you're a redneck. Your son got married to some chick that he don't know. Everybody knows this already. You put it out on blast. It's over.
You make it sound like it's an open book.
It is an open book. You opened the book.
Yeah, crap.
You opened the book. You read from the book. You shared the book with people. The book is open. It's out. It's done. You already did it.
What about the pictures?
I'm going to have another sniff of whiskey.
All right.
While you play.
Do they know that I do the radio show in the nude? Speaking of nude, that's one thing that really pisses me off.
Nudity pisses you off?
No. Why you dudes got such... bigger, you know, equipment than us white dudes.
It's a black situation. Is this a black penis situation?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing right now?
Yeah. Hey, maybe on the show we could do like a measurement.
Oh my God. This is what Friday the 13th does to you. This is what it is. Like, most people are like goblins or whatever. You want to talk about black dick. That's where we are. That's what it's about.
Hey, I was watching a show the other day called The Millers.
Okay.
Have you heard of that one?
No.
It's
about a bunch of white people with small dicks.
Is well, kind of. But he, it's this small-time drug dealer who ends up having to go and cross Mexico, pick up some drugs, and bring it across. And so he.
Oh, you're talking about We Are the Millers.
We Are the Millers.
That
yes.
is a movie.
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to clarify this up. Hold your thought. People, I don't know if this is like a Ventura County thing or what. Let's clarify. If you say show, folks, that denotes a television show or a web series. If you say movie, that's a movie. That is a feature film. It's a completely different beast. So if you say show, don't start talking about a fucking movie. If you say movie, don't start talking about a fucking show. They're different things. Okay, go ahead. Continue while I enjoy my whiskey.
I don't want to. Because now you made me forget what I was saying.
It was about the guy, and he went and had to, like, pick up a family, and Jennifer Aniston's a fucking hooker.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah.
No, she's a stripper.
Whatever.
It's different.
No, it's not. It's Jennifer Aniston. She's been doing the same fucking thing for 10 years. Good God. Seriously, honestly, she can quit now. Like, there's really no point in her doing anything else because it's only going to be the exact fucking same thing. Like, her and the other chick from The Friends. What's the other one? The dark, not the dark-haired one. She's funny. The other one, blonde, Phoebe. She's been playing that same goddamn character for 50 years.
I've never watched the movie Friends.
Just going to sit here and enjoy my whiskey while you fuck up media entertainment titles. I'm just going to enjoy my whiskey.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I discovered about you since I've been doing this show.
That I enjoy my whiskey?
No, that you're easy to piss off.
Well, because you say really dumb shit often.
Well, that's because I'm playing a role. And my role is Bubba James.
He's playing a role, folks. He's playing. I'm doing quotes in the air. He's playing a role. Okay. So maybe I'm playing a role. Maybe I really don't give a shit. Maybe it doesn't really bother me. I'm just trying to fill up the dead air on this goddamn show. Just in case people listen. How many people listen to this thing you said?
Let's see. Right now, we have... So let's talk about
no,
what's
not
going
now.
On in the news.
You said people came in and the podcast.
Yeah, we get about anywhere from about 40 to 100 listeners a week.
That's a lot more than what you told me earlier.
But I told you 40.
Yeah, 40. So 40 people actually listened to this show.
No, that was last week's show.
That's what I'm talking about. We're saying that it's
but
potential.
There's more that listen after to the other shows.
Yeah, but we're not on the other shows. Why are we talking about the
we're
other
not on
shows?
Last week's show either. We're on this week's
well,
show.
Well, just sit over there and be pretty while I talk to the people that listen to the show last week. Okay?
All right.
Folks, those of you that actually tuned into this show, whether you did it live or after we did it in a podcast type of situation.
Needs to get a life.
Well, yeah, that's true. But listen, I can't imagine that all 40 of you are in complete agreement with all the stupid shit I say. So feel free to call or email or whatever the fuck Bubba's set up for you to do. And let me know how stupid you think I am. Because that would be fun. And since you can't actually be here, I could totally take what you write and decimate you on the air without any consequence to me. So, yeah. Feel free, folks, listeners, whatever. I don't care. Fuck it. Don't. I don't give a shit. I'm just going to drink my whiskey. All right. So go ahead. What were you saying?
You made a movie called Had I Known I Was a Genius?
Yes. That's not the title, but yes.
It isn't. What's the title?
It's close enough.
Okay. I had known I was a genius.
There it is.
All right.
See, it's a slight distinction, but
yeah,
no one cares.
Like movie and show.
Yeah. No, but no one cares.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I'm there.
No one saw it.
Okay. Anyway. So it was supposedly a
whiskey's good
kind of a true story.
Yeah, it was like a semi autobiographical embellished thing. It was my horrible attempt at trying to do my own version of Annie Hall.
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
No.
You have no idea what that means, do
no.
you? There's a filmmaker. His name is Woody Allen. He is best known for several films. One of which being a film called Annie Hall, which was the story of his life, but mostly his broken relationship with his girlfriend, Annie Hall.
Okay.
You should see it. It's a very good film.
So you...
Or show. Sorry, I don't want to confuse you. It's a really good show.
Oh, thank you. So you you claim that you have an IQ. What was your IQ?
Oh,
do you actually ever reveal it on the show?
yeah. Well, no, it was based on a conversation I had with my mother about being tested for my IQ when I was a kid, and she never told me what my IQ was. And then as an adult, she actually told me it was like 165.
And that's in the 2 percentile?
It's high genius. Yeah, it's pretty good.
High genius. Okay. So let me understand this. You have a high genius IQ.
Well, I did. I mean, when I took the test, I was like a kid. So yeah.
Okay. So now you basically dummied it down?
I could be a fucking moron by now. It's not, you know. She never told me what it was. It never got, encouraged or fed or whatever. So I don't know. It could be fucking 70 by now. Who knows? I don't know.
But IQs don't change.
They don't?
No.
Okay. Well, then I'm still a high genius.
All right. So that. High genius. Mm. And you live in where?
I live on Earth.
Okay. And you write movies?
Yes.
And you're doing this radio show?
Uh-huh.
So the people who don't have a life,
right,
listening to the radio show,
right,
what does that make us? Providing the radio show.
Right. This is a long way to making whatever point it is you're trying to make.
I just wanted to congratulate you on being a high genius.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice.
Yeah, I just want to touch you.
That's totally not the point you were making.
In the penis.
Please don't touch me in my penis. Please All stay right. away from my penis. It's getting weird.
Oh, by the way, by the way.
What?
I need your opinion on something.
Okay.
Do you blame...
Please put your pants on.
All right, hold on.
I'm not...
Okay.
I don't want to weigh in.
All right.
Okay, what's
so,
up?
So... you know, these recent school shootings and the psycho in Santa Barbara and
yes.
shooting up and
right.
down the aisle and stuff like that.
Right.
So I was in this conversation with somebody and they were flipping out, but they were basically blaming that we are now having more and more of these school shootings.
Right.
And they contribute it to violent video games.
Bullshit.
And society.
Bullshit.
And all this kind of stuff.
Bullshit.
So do you think... We are having more violence now than we've had in the past, or is it the fact that we have 24/7 news that they have to throw all this crap at us day in and day out, so we're just more aware of all the crap that's going on in the country?
Allow me to answer your question with another question.
Okay.
Anybody remember the Crusades? Motherfuckers been killing people for fucking years, decades, centuries, millennia. It's what we do, people. It's what we do. Even you want to talk about the Christians, right? Okay, so let's talk Christians. The Christians that believe in the Bible, the first big story in the Bible is about a dude killing his brother. Right? Cain and Abel. We've been killing each other. That's what we do. We don't like shit. We don't know how to talk about shit. We find a way to kill shit and kill people that get in the way of what the shit we want. That's what we do. Sorry. It's who we are as people.
So is this why you do this radio show? Because it allows you to talk about it so you don't go and...
Oh, yeah, dude. I write a lot of really violent stuff because that way I won't actually go out and kill people. Because, it's still illegal to do that. But you can write about people killing people. It's totally cool.
So are you a fan of The Purge?
Oh, fucking Purge. I came up with The Purge. Let's just put it that way. All right. I got a friend, right? And he came up with this idea, and it was fucking brilliant. And it was called Murder Day. And it was a holiday. It was like Christmas, but it was bigger than Christmas because on Murder Day, for this 24-hour period, you could kill anybody without any consequence. It was like a government-issued kill for fucking everybody. So you had tourism was up because people knew there were other people that would want to kill them. So like during the whole like Murder Day season, tourism in Canada and Mexico went way the fuck up. And they could actually like advertise and say, hey, do people hate your ass? Come to Mexico. We don't celebrate Murder Day. You can live. Because they would know that people could be coming after them to kill them. Bullets, guns, knives, all these sales shot through the fucking roof. There were songs that like metal bands wrote for Murder Day. It was like the biggest fucking holiday in the country. Great, great, great fucking idea. Great thing to talk about just, you know, the nature of violence in our society, especially in entertainment, seeing as how, did I tell you the whole rule, the movie rule with ratings?
No.
All right, so check this out. You can decapitate 10. I think 10. I think you can decapitate 10 grown adult men and you can still have a PG-13 movie. If you show one naked female nipple, just show it. It's R. How fucked up is that?
I've seen PG-13 movies where they had topless.
No, you didn't.
No?
No, you didn't. I'm telling you, one female nipple, one R. You can kill motherfuckers left and right, and it's PG-13. Totally cool. We're fine with that. That's how fucked up we... That, and that's a whole other thing, how fucking afraid we are of women in this country, which is ridiculous and abominable. But anyway.
Bubba James is afraid of women.
Yeah. I think everybody knew that. Come on. I'm going to take a rocket scientist. All right. So my friend comes up with this idea. I'm like, dude, that's brilliant. You need to write that shit. Because I'm, you know, I have morals. I could have stole it from him and just written it my fucking self, but I didn't want to steal it from him. He's a buddy of mine, right? And then he never fucking wrote it. And then somebody wrote The Purge. Now this dude's all pissed off and angry. Time out, I can't believe you stole my idea. It's still your idea, you asshole. You sat around and did nothing. Somebody came up with the same thing, which is bound to fucking happen. Don't get mad at them. Get mad at you. You were fucking lazy 7 years ago when I told you to write. Go get mad at the dude that was sitting there in his underwear fucking and scratching his dick playing video games, not listening to me. Get mad at him. He's the guy that didn't write the goddamn script. So that's my Purge story. I know it was that good. But shit.
The problem is somebody's trying to call in, but we don't have the...
Is somebody calling into the show right now?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet, dude. Somebody's listening? Bubba's trying to figure out how to actually work the show. Somebody's actually calling us in, and he don't know how to answer the thing. So
I can't answer the thing because we don't have the Skype set up.
The Skype's not set up. We didn't anticipate anybody trying to call in.
Yeah, so hang up the phone. You're pissing me off.
Hey, we said something that made somebody want to call in. I wonder what they wanted to say. I like their little ring.
I know. It's getting, like, really annoying.
You don't like it? Are you getting upset? It's kind of nice.
Is it?
Yeah, it's kind of, like, pleasant. If you, like, close your eyes and sort of, like, picture a forest and a waterfall. Oh, it's gone. Never mind. Fuck it.
Yeah. I feel like I was just in a casino and slot machines were going.
You don't go to casinos often, do you?
I do.
All right, so what's up? Why? So what's what? Why did you ask me about the Purge?
Nah, because we were talking about how all of... Oh, my freaking God.
Is it a name? Is there like a name? Can you see who is calling?
No.
That's weird. Somebody really wants to know what's going on. So, folks, Bubba is actually on the other side of the studio right now trying to figure out how he can get a hold of the person that's calling in. I think it's awesome that whoever you are is so diligent because it'd be nice to actually talk to some people. Bubba didn't think anybody would want to talk to us. I don't really blame him because this is a pretty shitty show. But apparently somebody wanted to talk to us, or maybe it was just somebody that had the wrong number. That'd have been the best if it was somebody with the wrong number.
I ordered a pizza.
Yo, is Claire home? Can I talk to Angie?
Might have been that. I don't know. So anyway, to the Purge.
Yeah, no, we were talking about how all the murders are going on and school shootings and all this kind of stuff and how people are blaming.
Listen, I don't know how old you people are. But I remember the Roadrunner running around and dropping anvils and shit on the coyote and kicking safes and shit off of mountains. I never did that shit. You know why? I knew it was a fucking cartoon. That's what I knew. I knew it was fucking fake. So it didn't make me want to go out and do that shit.
Yeah, but these new video games are so lifelike.
They're fucking fake.
But they're lifelike.
So what? Every fucking thing is lifelike.
It numbs you.
No, it doesn't fucking numb
you. So you become numb.
Oh, my God. That is such a fucking cop-out. Nobody becomes numb because they watch a goddamn video game.
Movies are so real.
Oh, whatever. That's stupid. So what? So you think if you go put on a fucking suit... You can fly around like Iron Man because it looks so fucking real.
No,
it's bullshit.
What I'm talking
Everybody
about.
Knows it's bullshit.
All right, so on the movie, I get my arm ripped off and I see all the blood and the guts pouring out of my arm and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the kid happens to go on the street and sees some guy lying in the gutter with his guts ripped open.
Right.
He's like, yeah, cool effect.
No, it's no, no. Nobody's that stupid. Nobody's that stupid.
They're not going to like throw they're not going to throw up over it.
No. No, they're not going to throw up over it, but you got to understand it's coming from a completely totally separate place. If a kid sees a real life person that is in like dire straits and bloody and fucked up, if they don't react to it, they're not reacting to it because, oh, well, violence is cool and I'm just going to go do that to some shit myself. They do it because we're an apathetic society. We don't give a fuck. We just don't care about anything. Okay? Nobody gives a fuck. You know how, like, all you people post shit on fucking Facebook and talk about how your ass hurt or somebody, like, beat you in poker or somebody should give you a fucking cookie? Stop. No one gives a fuck. No one fucking cares. It is an apathetic society. So, if it's an apathetic society, that goes across the board, including fucking violence. The violence doesn't come from apathy. The violence comes from people that got the fucked up mental problems. That's where the fucking thing comes from. So the whole thing about guns, that's a stupid argument. It's a stupid argument because guns are not killing people. Let's just go ahead and get that clear. Guns are not killing people. Now, should they be in the hands of people that are mentally unstable? Absolutely fucking not. But if you deal with guns, you're dealing with the fucking Band-Aid, okay? You're not dealing with the actual issue. The actual issue is finding the fucking nutbag that wants the gun to kill people. That's the real problem. But see, it's easy to just go after an inanimate object because that means we don't have to do any fucking work. Because again, remember, we're apathetic. We don't really give a fuck. We don't actually care. We just want to rally against something to show people that we care. So we post all this shit on fucking social media like, oh, down with guns. Because we don't have to actually do anything.
I don't really care.
You care.
I don't care what you
just said. You're all about fucking Sarah Palin and shooting deer and all that. Don't give me that shit. You're all about it. You care. You totally care. Get out of here.
I don't care what you just said.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You totally care.
I do.
No, it's true.
I care about you.
It's... Put your pants back on, Bubba.
you know, speaking of Facebook, you know what's funny?
What?
I love the people that go on Facebook. I had a... I don't know if you'd call her a niece or not, but she was married to my nephew, and they got divorced.
Yeah, that would be a niece.
Yeah, but not anymore because they got divorced.
So you perv on her now?
Well, no. No, she's, like, not my type. But on Facebook,
right?
My nephew is taking care of the daughter, who's just, you know, 1 or 2 years old.
So they had a kid, and now they're divorced.
Yes. And my nephew is the one who has primary custody of the girl.
Right.
Because mom wants to go clubbing and do all this kind of stuff.
You sure you're not perving on her?
Yeah.
Okay.
So mom was hilarious. His mom on Facebook is sitting here, you know, showing all these drunk pictures and her partying out in Vegas and doing all this kind of stuff. And then people are judging her based on the fact that why isn't she with her daughter? Why is she out doing all this other kind of crap? And
right.
And she writes back and she's like, you know, not that it's anybody's business what I do when I do it, but I just want everyone to know I love my daughter. And I'm sitting here going, bitch, if you don't want, why are you putting your life out there? You put your life out there. You put up all these stupid, idiotic, moronic pictures. And then you get upset because people aren't going, oh, you're having a good time. Oh, good time, good time.
I didn't hear anything he said after you said bitch.
Bubba James said a bad word.
Oh, that was awesome. It was so weird and awkward how you said it, too. It was awesome. That was great.
All right. But anyways, I don't get people. They sit there and they put their life out there and then they complain because somebody judges them.
Because we're... All right. I'll break it down for you. We're an apathetic society.
Got that.
but we are also an entitled society.
Oh, big time.
So, if you mix apathy with entitlement, you get these people.
President Obama.
That, you and the fucking president. Wait, go make out already. What is the big deal? Get a fucking room. People feel that they can do or say anything that they want to say without there being any consequence. You know why this is? Do you know what the root of this issue is within our country? Do you know why it's set in the way it's set in, why it's become so entrenched in our society as it is?
Democrats?
Oh, my God. What the fuck? No, not Democrats. You conservative ass. No. It is this way because of reality television. Reality television has taught people you don't have to know shit, do shit, or be shit to become shit. So people feel as though they have every fucking right to say, do whatever they want to do because Kim Kardashian took it up the ass and got peed on and now she's a millionaire. That's entitlement mixed with apathy, and that is what we have in our society. It's fucked up. Fucked up. Has nothing to do with guns, man. It has nothing to do with guns. It has to do with the fact that we don't really give a fuck. We should start giving a fuck about our society. We should start giving a fuck about our mentally ill. We should start caring about how things move around. Look, you can't blame McDonald's if you're fucking fat. McDonald's didn't make you fucking fat. Your fat ass made you fucking fat because you kept going to McDonald's. You can't blame McDonald's. Oh, I got heart disease because I went to McDonald's. Then, bitch, you should have got a fucking salad. You should have went to Vaughn's. You should have bought some fucking vegetables. You can't blame a thing for behavior. You have to correct the behavior. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm still back on the word bitch that you just said.
It's fun. It's a fun word. It's a fun word to say. It is. It's a fun word to say. No, it's just you can't, you know, you can't blame an inanimate object for the behavior.
So I can't blame McDonald's for me burning myself with hot coffee because they didn't tell me it was hot?
They told you it was hot. You didn't read it. Just because you're stupid doesn't mean that it's all their fault. It's not their fault. You're a fucking idiot.
You know what we should do next show?
Oh, we're gonna set a show.
Yeah,
up?
we're gonna talk about it though now, so it's at the end of the show, so we can listen to the end to know what we're supposed to talk about in the new show.
Not that we did that right before this show started.
Yeah,
because we didn't have a topic.
Stupid lawsuits.
Ah, plenty. Yeah, that'll be a nice
full show. Like the woman who went to the store,
right?
Tripped and broke her leg over a kid,
right?
Because there was an unruly kid running around the store,
right?
So she sued the store,
right?
But the unruly kid was hers.
You see what I'm saying?
It's and the behavior. She won.
It's the behavior. Well, we don't give a shit.
What moron?
Because we're an apathetic society and we're entitled. If you mix apathy and entitlement, it is a recipe for disaster. And shit like what you just said happened. Everybody's terrified. Everybody's
big
afraid of
it. Corporation needs to pay.
Yeah, of course. Everybody's terrified. Everybody's afraid of offending people. We've created a society in which nobody can truly be free. No one can really actually, you know, express themselves. So we have these social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter, which aren't fucking real. It's just what people want us to see. So you got people that are like showing you all these fucking pictures and it looks like they're having the time of their lives and they're trying to make you jealous and really they're fucking broke as fuck and they're eating Top Ramen every goddamn night. But they want you to think that they're out at the club and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like these huge fucking fat chicks and they're doing selfies but could they put the fucking arm way up in the air and they take a picture of themselves going down so it looks like they're just busty. But if you actually meet them, they're like 300 fucking pounds. We only give a shit about perception in this country. This is our society. We're fucked up. We're fucked up. You know why?
Move to Canada.
Move to Canada. Or, what do I always say we should do?
Go for it.
Revolt!
Wow, do you see how you just led right into that?
That's what I do. I'm a professional.
Right at the very end.
I'm a professional. That's
how we
do it.
That is incredible. Can I touch you?
No.
Please.
Put your pants back on.
Man, could I just smell your
feet? No, that's so weird.
I'm going to leave everybody with that little nightmare in their head.
I'm not coming back.
All right. I'm done. Later. One more time.
Revolt.